This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at UH1.com.
That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
And I said, I want to win the league, but I want to win it better. You can understand that, can't you?
Yes.
Good lad.
So he's almost like having a second captain in the team.
Second captain, first captain, whatever.
I knew it. I just knew it. They were so pleased with themselves after that last-minute Ireland semi-final win. Just so delighted with how the world was looking to them after the Ireland final win over Galway. Kerry just had to go and ruin it for everyone, didn't they? The look of, well, some would call it happiness, others would call it smug self-satisfaction on the face of Jack O'Connor, the we've got the world at our feet idealism of Shaunie Shea and David Clifford. This was just about all Paul Mannion and Jack McCaffrey could take. And so, stung into action by the behaviour of our ever-confident southern country cousins, the whole nation now has to suffer because Paul Mannion and Jack McCaffrey are back on the Dublin Senior Football Panel 11 years to the day since Clucko's point against Kerry got the whole jamboree up and running. Hello and welcome to the Second Captain's Podcast. Hello there, Ken.
Hello, Kieran. You look happy.
What does it look like? A turd up, is it? I'm delighted. It's great to have them back in the game, back in the sport. No doubt you've watched the announced M&M video that Dublin GA released last night, Ken. You remember the video that Everton released revealing the Frank Lampard was their new manager?
Yeah. And that was to Lampard sort of, you know, just little intimate shots of different parts of his anatomy.
Yeah,
where he's rolling up his shirt sleeves or sort of adjusting his, you know, just
buttoning and unbuttoning his shirt.
Yeah, they used to do a question of sport, you know, guess the sportsman, and they'd show, like, catch a glimpse of some jumpers or whatever. And then they'd show the face and they would smile in just the way Frank Lampard. Yeah. Did Dublin do this?
No, they didn't. They made you listen to Desi Farrell drone on for 90 seconds first before slipping it in under the radar.
Very interesting, the progress that some of our players have made. The likes of Shane Clayton, Ross McGarry today, Ben Millis, young Ben Millis from Ballantyre, played very well today as well. And good news is we'll have Jack McCaffrey and Paul Mannion rejoin the squad next year as well. So that'll be great help to us in terms of the development and continuous evolution of the team, the squad, and of course we're hoping before the championship ends that we'll have a sprinkling of one or two other new players to bring in, and we look forward to the season ahead then.
I mean, you know, good, fine, but I think I know what that needs.
Played very well today as well, and
Jack McCaffrey, Paul Mannion.
Jack McCaffrey and Paul Mannion join the squad next year as well.
Paul Mannion.
That'll be great help to us.
Jack McCaffrey, Paul Mannion.
Desi just arranging his AIG cap on his head just 8 or 9 times in a row.
Well, you know, I mean, that's maybe how some of the other 31 candies would have treated it.
Mm.
You know, because it would have been a really big day for those candies. But for Dublin, it was Sunday. So, you know, so we've got...
Well, you're not excited by the return of two of probably the 10 best footballers in Ireland.
Oh,
simultaneously on the one day, in one fell swoop on Dubs TV with Desi Farrell.
I'm excited. I'm just not going to indulge in the sort of cheap displays of emotion that we saw from the Kerry players at Croke Park on that... That famous day when
filed it away, didn't you? It's over.
A few of us have been filed away in a few top pockets.
We'll talk about that in just a minute, but consider this your usual Monday afternoon reminder that to hear all our shows ad-free and without interruption, you'll have to join the Second Captain's World Service for €5 a month. Go to secondcaptains.com and we'll see you right from there. Okay, Ken, this news about Jack and Mannion returning has put a smile on your face, I'm sure, after you spent a somber morning watching the Queen's funeral. As a televisual event, Ken, how would you sum it up?
One paced.
Mm. And that pace pretty slow, I'd say.
It was full of pomp and circumstance. Circumstance. Always. It is. They do say circumstance. I don't really understand why. I could say, apparently RTE were covering it as well.
German state television were broadcasting it from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. as well, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously they don't have maybe some of the same, well, we shouldn't be showing this.
Yeah.
A lot of RTE's audience does love both funerals and the Queen. So it does hit the sweet spot for a lot of...
Yeah, they gave her a hell of a send-off now, to be fair.
It has gone on for quite a long time. Mm. I almost can't remember a time when the Queen wasn't lying in state. It was, I think, a fitting...
What did you make of Bex over the weekend?
He's a master. Mm. He is a master. You know?
Well, he's actually the exact opposite of a master. He's a servant. A servant of the Queen.
Well...
That's what he showed over the weekend.
I was saying, it almost brings tears to the eye to see such quality.
Difficult, you know, for the nation. It's difficult for everyone around the world.
The whole Qatar thing hadn't gone down that well.
Well.
You know?
Look, he's back on top.
Well, he's redeemed. And, you know, in contrast to the likes of...
Your Schofields, your Willoughbys.
Who apparently didn't even, you know, cut in line.
Did they not?
No. Oh, I see. A lie
see
goes
again.
Around the world
see,
a thousand times
about.
Where the truth has got its boots on. No, Philip Schofield didn't bust into any line. I mean, can you imagine what would have happened if he did? No.
A lot of tut-tutting.
No, well, I think it would have been a bit worse than that. He had press accreditation or something. He was there as part of his duties for employer ITV. And they actually put out a statement sort of debunking this whole feeding frenzy that had developed around him.
Listen, I know what I saw. And I saw David Beckham standing in the rain in an unbelievable suit for 18 hours.
Why did... Yeah, he joined the queue at like 2 a.m. or something. Why would you do that? Was it an impulse decision?
I don't know. Well, maybe 2 a.m. is the best time to go.
I would have said the best time to go was 8 a.m. I mean, you know, it takes the same amount of time. You don't have to stay up all night in the queue. But yeah, it is important at times like this for everybody to know their place.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's a beautiful summer's day. The breeze is stupendous.
Stupendous. Stupendous.
Would this podcast be even more stupendous without ads?
Without ads?
Ads. If so, then join us for daily commercial-free shows at secondcaptains.com for just €5 a month.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not bumping them up. I'm not Irish. I'm just saying my observations, they are amazing.
Stupendous.
All right, Paul Mannion and Jack McCaffrey are back in the Dublin senior football team, announced yesterday by Desi Farrell and welcomed everywhere, particularly, I'm sure, in Kerry. And I'm delighted to say that we're joined by four-time Kerry All-Ireland winner, Sean O'Sullivan. Sean, how's it going?
I'm good, Kieran. Yeah, good. Thanks for having me.
So I'm sure this news has gone down like a bomb in Kerry over the last 24 hours.
It's great news, isn't it? Fantastic. Great to see the two lads back. From a neutral's point of view. No, look, from everybody's point of view, Kieran, we want to see the best players in the country playing our game. And, Paul Mannion and Jack McCaffrey decided, at this stage of their careers, for whatever reasons it may be, that they wanted to step away from the intercounty scene for a while. I know, Jack McCaffrey, went into detail about, maybe he wasn't quite enjoying the whole thing, and just wanted to step away from it. Paul Mannion, I suppose, wanted to go, and I know he went off to America for the summer and wanted to experience different things. So, to be able to do that and step away and go away and play with their clubs and just see the other side of life, I suppose. They're young men, and they wanted to take the opportunity to step away from the intercounty scene, and now they're revitalised and maybe have that little bit of hunger back for it, and are able to give the commitment again. And I'm sure it was music to Desi Farrell's ears when he spoke to the two lads, and they wanted to come back into the Dublin setup. So it's a huge addition for Dublin and for Desi. And of course, the rest of us now are quaking in our boots when we see these two fantastic footballers back in the fold. But look, they're two of the best players to ever lace a pair of boots, Kieran. And, it'll be great to see them back out there playing the game that they love. And for the rest of us, we're going to have to try and come up with some plan to curb their influence, I suppose, in 2023.
Yeah, it does. It feels like a genuinely seismic moment in the next three or four years of Gaelic football, doesn't it? That's how good these guys are.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's a game changer. And you see, like, the thing about it is we all look at this from a footballing perspective and what they're going to bring to the table in terms of their skills. And Mannion is just one of the best forwards to ever play the game. Jack McCaffrey, I was just watching the clip back of his goal against us in the All-Ireland final there a few years ago, where he took off like an absolute bullet and just, drove past everybody and buried it in the back of the net. So that speaks for itself, what they're bringing from a football perspective. But what they're bringing to the Dublin dressing room, Kieran, in terms of, and I think Desi Farrell touched on this in his interview, what they're bringing in terms of experience and know-how and having the medals in their back pocket. And when players like that left the Dublin dressing room for whatever reasons, that was a huge blow to the whole Dublin setup. And having even that back in the Dublin dressing room is going to be a huge addition for Desi Farrell and his management team and all the players in that setup. It's just a huge addition again to their whole squad and their whole panel.
So let's get down to brass tacks here, Sean. This does demean Kerry's All-Ireland win this year, doesn't it? I mean, everyone's looking at that semi-final win now saying Dublin were missing Conn, Jack McCaffrey, Paul Mannion, three of their five best players. Does it even count anymore? Let's face it.
It certainly counts, Kieran. We're not going to turn down those type of victories. At the end of the day, did we play a Dublin team who were down? Look, I suppose everyone knew they were going to be down Paul and Jack McCaffrey. I mean, they were gone with a while. Conn O'Callaghan obviously had his injury problems throughout the season, so he was obviously a huge loss to Dublin. And if he was on the field, would we have got over the line with a 1-point win? Who knows?
It is kind of interesting, though, isn't it? Though, like the idea that Kerry's motivation now, it will be in large part to be like, okay, we thought we'd kind of put down Dublin, but it tilts the balance a little bit again in the rivalry. I mean, Kerry still went and won the game, of course, so that's in the record books, as you're quite right to point out, but this idea that, it's now time for Kerry to go on and dominate like Dublin have dominated, that's how good these two guys are. That argument is kind of back up in the air again.
But look, Kieran, I think this rhetoric going around that because Kerry won the All-Ireland this year that they were going to go on and dominate, I don't think anyone down here, certainly from people that I've speaking to and after even Kerry beating Galway, they never bought into that. In the modern game, the way inter-county teams are now, I don't think you will get a run of All-Irelands the way Dublin did, in the last decade. I can't see it happening. And absolutely, the two lads coming back into the Dublin fold completely shifts the conversation over to Dublin again. And look, who knows, down the line, Kerry and Dublin potentially could meet in an Ireland final, I think, again, is it next year, the way it's working out. So I suppose that conversation is for another day. But does it certainly stack the odds back in Dublin's favour, having these two type of guys back in the fold? Without a doubt, absolutely. And look, if Kerry were to go in and face them next year with those guys available, Conn O'Callaghan back in the fold, and with some new blood as well into that Dublin team that Desi Farr mentioned in his interview there yesterday evening. Of course, it's a whole new ball game, but we're not going away either. We're quietly going about our business down here as well, and you know, we're a year older, we're a year more experienced in terms of getting over the line for this Kerry team. That was a huge thing. I know they beat Dublin without those aforementioned players, but also getting over the line to win an All-Ireland.
What I've found kind of interesting about Mannion and McCaffrey's approach to intercounty football, or not just kind of over the last couple of years, but they've both taken years off before as well, is that they're intercounty players that have kind of decided at the end of each year whether they want to do it the following year. And there's kind of a freedom to that, which I think a lot of intercounty players might even be envious of in ways. This idea that it doesn't have to be a lifelong commitment. It doesn't have to be 15 years out of your life. It's, do I feel like it's the right thing for me to do this year and next year, and just make a decision that way? And in ways, it's kind of a refreshing attitude to see with intercounty Gaelic footballers, even players as successful and as talented as Mannion and McCaffrey, to just be, I'll just judge this on its merits. And if I don't want to do it, I'm just not going to do it.
It is. And I agree with you. It is a refreshing approach. I think you know, you need to have a fairly fairly broad outlook on it to be able to do that, you know what I mean, and to be able to say to themselves, right, well, look, I've put in the commitment there for the last 2 years, but you know, I just need to go now and do something else and maybe come back to it. And listen, you need to have I suppose an understanding manager as well to be able to do that. And I suppose the fact as well, Kieran, that they were so successful and they know that they're in a really successful county, that, you know, they can go maybe try other things, see different parts of the world. They're still young, as I said earlier on, and come back into a panel or a team that are, you know, going to be at the top table of football, you know, in the championship. You know, they're going to be at the latter stages. So, yeah, it is refreshing. Now, how do other players in the panel look at that? You know, fellas that maybe might plug away for 4, 5, 6 years in a row and the lads are dipping in and out of the panel. That's only a question that could be answered by those guys. But if Desi Farrell or whoever it may be can keep players like that happy, like, you know, you see Jamie Clark above an Armagh going off playing a bit of soccer, will he come back into an Armagh fold? What way does Kieran McGeaney deal with that? You know, it's a similar type of thing. But if a manager can get players of that ilk back into their setup without causing too much distraction and too much division in the dressing room, then I'm all for it. Because at the end of the day, that's, you know, talent like that has to be fitted in somewhere if you're going to win the top prize. And when Jack McCaffrey and Paul Mannion made it known to Desi Farrell that they wanted to come back in, I'm sure he welcomed them with open arms, and he'll deal with whatever he has to deal with after that.
Yeah, and maybe in a weird kind of way, you can only do it if you're as talented as Mannion and McCaffrey, rather than the other way around. That idea that you can, you know, that the place will still be there for you. Maybe that's something that intercounty players, in their defence, not all intercounty players have that. You know, the space will be reserved for you.
That's a great point. I mean, if David Clifford and Shawnee Shea tomorrow morning rang Jack O'Connor and said, Jack, look, we're going away for a year. We want to travel. We want to do this. We want to do that. But we'll be back next year. I'm sure, you know, Jack O'Connor would have no problem with them welcoming them back into a panel after a year's hiatus, without a doubt, because they have that talent. And you're right, that's not a luxury afforded to everybody.
Everyone in Division 2 is going to be delighted with this anyway. I was only thinking of that today. It's like, it's not even that we think about Kerry or think about Galway or Mayo or the other like top teams out there that are going to have to handle these ads. It's actually the teams in Division 2 that are going to bear the brunt of it early on in 2023 anyway.
Yeah, it's certainly, I was looking down through the division last night and I thought to myself, I saw a very funny tweet. I think it might have been Kieran Cunningham or somebody tweeted that Dublin should get out of Division 2 anyway at this stage. But yeah, it is. But look, isn't that again what we want? I mean, look, you we all talk about our league format, Kieran, being a brilliant format and so competitive. And Sure, look, you know, you want, you know, look, just to take, for instance, Cork and Dublin in Division 2 next year, and, you know, you're below in Páirc Uaireann or above in Croke Park, and you're watching these guys take each other on in Division 2 of the National League. Sure, that's what you want. And to have, as I said at the start of the call, those the players of that ilk back in playing the game. Sure, I mean, that's why we turn on our TVs. That's why we go into stadiums in Killarney and Galway and Dublin and Cork, wherever. We want to see the best players playing. And, you know, Paul Mannion and Jack McCaffrey, even though they're going to bring fear to the rest of the teams in the country, including the teams in Division 2, we want to see them playing. And let's see how the rest of the country deal with it. Now, what I would say on the flip side of that is, look, I know they've been playing competitive football and the Dublin Championship is quite competitive and they've both been going well, although I think Mannion might have picked up an injury at the weekend. Doesn't look too serious, but he should be okay. But, you know, when you've been out of the real rigors of inter-county training, you know, which gets tougher and tougher with each year, Desi and his management team are going to have to maybe ease these guys back in and just be careful that, you know, they'll have to manage their load a bit at the start, even though I'm sure the two guys have kept themselves in impeccable shape. But it is a step up from club to county, so they're just going to be careful in the early stages of their return. But I'm sure that the Dublin management team and Desi have that, you know, box ticked off already, that they'll be keeping an eye on that. So, look, you know, we don't wish injuries on anyone, of course, but they'll just have to be careful when they get back into the real, you know, intensity of the intercounty setup. But I'm sure they'll handle it. They'll handle it, no problem.
Great stuff, Sean. Thanks again for your time today.
No problem, Ciarán. Thanks for having me.
Okay, Ken, it's time we turned our attention to the mailbag.
I've got a call here. It says, you're the most boring, predictable, condescending interviewer around. Go back to lecturing. You have the charisma of a sick bag.
Oh, God.
That's just it. I just mentioned, not you, no, me.
Okay, ain't nobody f***ing with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom.
We don't normally click, broadcast all click, the stuff that click, comes from scum click, around the country. Click.
Listener John Cronin was very much taken by the US Open last week. He writes, there was a real emergence of generation-defining players on both the men's and women's sides. In terms of Carlos Alcaraz, I think we can almost say he is now taken over from the big three, but I do have a concern for him in terms of how he will be perceived in the mid to long term. I would make the analogy with The Godfather Part 3. In and of itself, Godfather Part 3 was not a bad movie. The problem was, in comparison to the first two films, which were masterpieces that people had loaded for years, it just wasn't as well regarded. In particular, what the audience did not buy was Andy Garcia's character. In a documentary of the making of the Godfather movies, Francis Ford Coppola spoke about how he wanted Andy Garcia's character, the new Godfather, to have the outstanding attributes of each of the brothers from the previous generation. I.e. he would have Sonny's violent, aggressive, on-the-edge, exciting streak, he would have Michael's detached political cunning and intelligence, and he would also have Fredo's softer, gentler side with a little twinkle in his eye. The problem is, no one person has all these attributes, and so audience didn't buy the character and weren't rooting for him. They didn't find any way they could empathise or relate to him. It's no exaggeration to say that Alcaraz has a combination of all the great attributes of the big three. Novak's stamina and ability to get to balls and stay in points. The ferocity of Nadal's groundstrokes. And Roger's shot-making guile and genius. So although it is great to watch him play, I feel this guy is going to win so much that it won't be long until audiences are hoping to see someone else emerge who can beat him. And it'll soon be, where's the next generation again? Anyway, all the best, John. Well.
It's interesting about the Godfather Part 3. I don't remember anything about the movie.
I watched The Godfather Part 3 not that long ago, Ken.
Really?
And I'm here to report that the first 45 minutes of that movie are deeply silly and terrible.
The thing that I remember about it is that Michael Corleone has diabetes.
Yes.
As Al Pacino does.
Does he?
In real life.
Oh, right.
Al Pacino.
I was going to say, was it a realistic depiction of diabetes? Is orange juice, in fact, that all-powerful in the face of diabetic attacks?
Well, it depends what type of diabetic attack, but yes, orange juice does contain a lot of sugar, so, you know, it will often help you out. Mm. Although, I think he has some kind of a fit, you know, I'm not sure orange juice would have covered it in that. I'm not exactly sure what they were trying to portray, to be honest. There was a lot of kind of finagling to do with the Vatican Bank and all this sort of stuff, wasn't it?
Yes.
It was all a bit. Oh, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm here for all this bank stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. No. I'm with you. I also was kind of wandering around thinking, you know, The Godfather Part 3, as I remember, pretty good movie.
Yeah.
It's not really.
It's kind of a bit boring.
Sorry. I'm sorry, John. Listen, we all hope Carlos Alcaraz.
But the theory that it was no good just because the Andy Garcia character is too good to be believable is.
No. Sophia Coppola's performance is so bad that
she's
really
his daughter.
Matter. Yeah, really terrible. Really.
Why? What was so bad about it?
Well, she's just not a very good actress. Further evidenced by the fact that she hasn't really acted in anything ever again. But she's a bloody good film director. So,
she's a fine film director, yeah.
Either way, speaking of movies, Malachy Clerken and I have a very special edition of the Murph and Mile Movie Club coming up tomorrow. We're talking to Hollywood sports movie nonpareil Ron Shelton tomorrow about his new book, The Church of Baseball, The Making of Bull Durham, Home Runs, Bad Calls, Crazy Fights, Big Swings, and A Hit. And about his other sports movies, Tin Cup and White Man Can't Jump. So the guy has directed three of the best, most enjoyable sports movies out there. It's going to be really fun. So to hear that, you'll have to be on the Second Captain's World Service. €5 a month gets you unlimited ad-free access to 6 shows every week. Go to secondcaptains.com for all the details. Speaking of Malachy, he wrote such a wonderful piece on Saturday talking about the death of Eddie Butler that he sent me down a bit of a YouTube wormhole. Butler was such a brilliant commentator. He did so many brilliant, dazzling BBC montages, including a brilliant one at the end of London 2012, as well as one for, it seemed like, every Six Nations weekend for decades. But what I didn't know was that he was actually also a big supporter of Welsh nationalism. And I found this speech either on YouTube or on Twitter, but it was released over the weekend. Here he is talking to, brought back to my attention over the weekend. Here he is talking to a Welsh independence rally in Merthyr Tydfil in 2019.
Out of Westminster as it is, out of Westminster as it will be after all the convulsions and contortions, what good will be coming the way of Wales? No good. Out of Westminster, nothing good will come from Wales. Oh, there may be some crumbs to take the edge off our defiance. But what real good? No good. Nothing. But nothing is good. Nothing is a blank canvas. Every small nation that has cast itself free of a neighbour, however mighty, has begun with a blank canvas. Holland, from the Empire of Spain at its grandest. Finland, from the empires of Sweden and Russia. Estonia, Lithuania, Latvia, Belgium, Denmark. And above all, the free Irish state. They all began. They all began with a blank canvas. The will to be free. Oh, Edmund, it can't be done.
Yes, it can.
Well, here we are. in Merthyr, birthplace of an uprising. And here's somebody from half an hour away from a place that's not really very Welsh who joins you to say, yes, it can.
Thank you.
Bloody hell, that guy had such an unbelievable voice.
Yeah, it's a good voice.
Yeah.
Free Irish state.
Mm. Listen.
You know, as long as there's no capital letter on free, we could... we can take that.
Yeah, that was a great speech. Eddie Butler, who died last Thursday night. Now, all that remains for me is to say thank you to you, Ken.
Thank you to you, Kira.
And thanks to you for listening. And of course, the Second Captain's Podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Which phone is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The Second Captain's World Service.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's to persuade there's a world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.